Well, praise God. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastor Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend, a church you can call home, where we honor God, love family, serve others, and we pursue excellence, and we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. So we want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you joining us by audio and video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. Amen. Praise God. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia Nuevo Comienzo. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio video. Prepárense a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. And today we're going to be talking about Jesus above all. There's nothing higher than Him. Amen. Jesus is above all. We got to remember this. Amen. On a daily basis. Because we got to let things slide up over Him. And we can't put ourselves over Him. We're going to be talking about this. When Matthew 6:33 says to seek Him first. And put Him first. Amen. So our priority should be Jesus first. When He wakes you up, man, immediately, y'all, if you ain't got nothing else to say, just say, thank you for waking me up. Amen. And I hope all of you watching and listening, you had your time change. Amen. You're either on time or you're running late. Amen. So I hope you had a good time change there. Hallelujah. So prepare yourselves. I got a couple of nuggets on you. Before we do that, let's make this declaration together. Amen. Grab your sword, soldier of God, and let's make this declaration together. Amen. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive, and I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. Just to let you know that your mind is the battlefield, and you all kinds of things come in there, and you see things, and you hear things, but the battlefield is the mind. So what the Bible tells us to do, renew your mind with the Word of God, amen? Otherwise, you know, you're going to be lost, you're going to be confused, and you're going to have all kinds of priorities. But you got to renew your mind to what the Word of God says. If it don't agree with the Word of God, let it go. Delete. You know how to do the delete, you know? Well, you got to do a lot of that, amen? I got some quick nuggets for you, amen, scripture nuggets or spiritual nuggets, amen. And it goes like this. Bible tells us to walk by faith, not by sight, amen. I say it like this, walk by faith and not by fear. Because if you're not walking with God, you ain't walking with faith. You're walking in fear. And you know when you're walking in fear, you know who's around. The enemy, the devil, amen. It says walk by faith. Living by faith is not something we try. It's a lifestyle. Amen. Don't be surprised when things get tough at times. But know that you'll always come out on top if you endure tough times as a child of God. Satan will challenge you. Keep standing by faith, even when things look bad. Do it when it's hard. Do it when it's easy. Stand by faith because faith pleases God. If you refuse to faint and fall away, you will have victory. So walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God. And 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. You go check it out for yourself. Amen. Also, Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. Have faith in Him. Amen. Trust Him. Amen. So, man, whoo, hallelujah. That blesses me already. Good things are coming. Amen. I told the church this morning before we started streaming, I usually tell you, be a little sponge and sponge up all that God has for you today. Today, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a shotgun Bible blast. I'm just going to blast you. Amen. So you receive all that. Amen. Listen to this. You're a winner. Failure is falling down and refusing to get up. That's failing. So you know what? Failure is what stops. It says failure is when you stop trying. Failure, let failure be your faithful teacher, not your undertaker. You got that? Yeah. Let faith, let failure be your faithful teacher and not your undertaker. Failure defeats losers but inspires winners. Man, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen, man. That is not failure. You got to press on, child of God. Failure is not final where God and love exist. says you could do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. Philippians 4:13. We're going to use that one again. But it says I, and you can put I, you can put your name there. Amen. Personalize it. Jose can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Woo. Man, praise God. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. 6 says, in all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Amen. Woo. Praise God. Man, these are good. I got a couple more for you. And these are shorties. Oh, praise God. It says, resist the devil. If you've been telling God to resist the devil for you, you got it wrong. Amen. Since if you've been asking God to run the devil out of your life, stop. The word says you're the one who's supposed to take authority and overcome the devil. It says resist him. Don't listen to his lies and don't do what he says. Instead, do what God tells you to do. But you got to get in the word and you got to read it to find out what it says. Amen. And when you find out what it says, be obedient and do what the word says. Oppose him. Wherever you go, walk in faith and oppose the devil. Jesus himself is living inside of you. Wherever you go, he goes. It says, begin living knowing that Jesus is in you. The word of God is in you. The spirit of God is in you. You can do all things through Christ. So what? You resist the devil. And James 4:7 says, therefore, submit yourself to God. You resist. You take authority over the devil, and he will flee from you. He has to be obedient to what the Word of God says, because the Word of God is coming out of you. So he has to be obedient to what the Word of God says. And you're confessing it, and he has to go. Not only go, he says flee. Flee means run. He has to go. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. So you don't have to go to God, do this for me. God, do this for me. No. Confess his word. Amen. You can't confess it if you don't know it. So you got to get it in you so it can come out of you. Amen. And stay full of the word. If you stay full, it's going to overflow. This one, last one. Says focus forward. Don't look back on yesterday so full of failures and regrets. Look ahead and seek God's way. All sin confessed, you must forget. If it's confessed, forget it. Amen. Forget it and press on, child of God. Amen. Woo. Let go of the past and move on. Focus on pleasing God and not people. Amen. Sometimes we get hooked on trying to please people. Well, people can't do what God does for you. So you go, please God and not people. Amen. As we come to the end of this each day, so often we look back and regret on things we did not accomplish. But sin is one thing we should never need to look back on with feelings of failure. If we have confessed our sins and asked God's forgiveness, we need to forget. We need to keep forward focused towards the goal of pleasing him. Amen. Amen. So let's remember that, you know. We're not trying to please the world. We're not trying to please people. We're trying to please God. And when you're being obedient to the word of God, you know what? You're pleasing him. Says, what is it, Lord? Here I am. Send me. And you know what? I'm here with a servant's heart. Amen. Ooh, praise God. Man, I can go off on that, but that's okay. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So we already made our declarations. So we're going to talk about Jesus above all. Amen. We just sang this song, and I'm going to read it to you. Amen. It's a great song, above all. If you never sang it, you know, write it down and go find it yourself and print it out. It says, above all powers, above all kings, above all nature, and all created beings, all created things, above all wisdom and all wisdoms and all the ways of men, you were here before the world began. He was here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the world, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Ooh, hallelujah. And then the chorus says this, crucified, laid behind the stone. It says, you live to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all. Ooh. makes me want to cry. Amen. He was thinking about you. You're watching, you're listening. You know, if you're running from God, you know, rededicate yourself and get back. Get yourself up. Stand up. And he says, press on. Amen. If you never asked him in your life, you know, all you need to do is say, Lord, I repent. You know, I've sinned against you. I confess all my sins. Come before, you know, he just accept him as your Lord and Savior. And he'll come and he'll be your Lord and Savior from now on. And you know what he's going to say? He says, I forgive and forget. So it's not time to get up and press on. I've got a mission for you. And you know what? He's got a plan for you. None of these plans include defeat. And he didn't put you here to be defeated. The only reason you're down and out is because you don't have the greater one in you. You don't have the Word of God in you. And you can't confess the Word because it's not in you. So get full of the Word and press on with him. Amen. He's got great things for you. Amen. So let's remember that. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God. See yourself the way he sees you. A winner, a champion, and an overcomer. Amen. Ooh, praise God. So let's get into the Word. Jesus of what? Above all. All means all. Says Jesus. The next one. Says Jesus, name above all. All names. I don't care what name you got. Amen. CEO, boss, whatever you call yourself, devil, Jesus is above all names. Amen. So praise God. Bigger than any cares, problems, troubles. And what does the Bible say? Cast it on him. Amen. Let go and let God. Some of us are still starting to learn how to let go. You got to let it go. Why are you holding on to it? When he went to the, he was crucified. He was put on the cross. And he took all the stripes. He took all the problems. He took all these things. And we're still holding on. Man, all you have to say is, you know, by Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. By Jesus' stripes, I'm well. This is not for me. Amen. It's already paid for. Amen. He paid a debt he didn't know. And we owe a debt we cannot pay. But you know what I can do? Is I can dedicate myself to him and start serving him. Amen. Whatever it is, big or small, it doesn't matter. Because he's going to bless you and reward you more than you can imagine. Amen. It says Philippians 2, 9 and 6 says, Philippians 2, 9 through 11. New King James says, therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name, which is what? Above every name. 10 says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of those in heaven, of those on earth, and those under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen. So it's already written. Every knee is going to bow. Amen. Every knee is going to bow. It says you will always have problems in this life, but they must not become your focus. Know that Jesus is above all. Amen. Don't worry about the problem. As a matter of fact, it says magnify Jesus and not the problem. We always reverse this. We're always, man, you don't know what problems I'm going through. You don't know what problems I have. And we're always making our problems bigger than our God. And we need to remember our God is bigger than anything. Anything. Amen. So, hallelujah. So magnify him and not the problem. John 16:33 says, in the easy to read version, says, I have told you these things so that you could have peace in me. In the world, you're going to have troubles, but be brave. I've got this from the King James. It says, but be brave. Cheer up. I have defeated the world. In the New King James, it says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me, you see the me in caps, Jesus speaking here. That you might have peace. In the world you'll have tribulations. But be of good cheer. The Amplified also says, be filled with joy. I have overcome the world. You know, when you have the greater one in you and you see problems coming your way, say, well, Jesus has already paid for that. Amen. Jesus has already defeated the enemy. Jesus has already done this. So you know what? He says, cheer up. Just like he tells us, this is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Yeah, but you don't know what I have to do at work. Yeah, but you don't know what I have to do at school. You don't know what I have to do this day. But Jesus knows. How come you haven't given it to him? When he woke you up, he didn't wake you up so you could worry about things. He woke you up because he says, you know, I got big things for you. Yes. Amen. Amen. And none of his plans include defeat. Yes. So don't leave. Don't live a defeated life. Live a victorious life. a joyful life, an abundant life, he says. Amen. Ooh, man, it blessed me. I don't know about you. I'm giving you the shotgun Bible blast. Amen. Nehemiah 8 and 10. We're just going to go with the 10b, the latter part of the scripture. But it says, excuse me. It says, do not sorrow. And then New King James, for the joy of the Lord is your weakness. It says strength. And the Amplified says, do not be worried, for the joy of the Lord is your strength and your stronghold. Amen. Amen. So you know what? He wants you to be strong in Him. Amen. And know. Praise God. Keep going, Carmen. It says, when you feel yourself sinking in the sea of situations that causes anxieties, cares, concerns, fears, panic, problems, or troubles, or anything that you're going through. If I didn't mention it here, whatever it is you're going through, whatever situation, circumstances you're going through. Amen. Philippians 4, 6 and 8 says this, New King James. I just got one translation because that's all I can put in there. It says, be anxious for what? Nothing. It says, but in everything by prayer and supplication with what? Thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. Not your partner, not your friend. Amen. But it says to God, you can go straight to the throne. It says Jesus says he's seated at the right hand of God interceding for us. So we can go to him. Amen. I mean, thank God for grace. That we can go straight to the throne of God. That's how powerful prayer is. Amen. It says, and God, and the God of peace, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understandings, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Amen. So you know what? Again, we're gonna read it here in a few minutes, but renew your mind with the Word of God. Amen. And for you to know, I'm going to put it on there so you can see it and write it down, and then you go check it out. But Romans 12, 1 and 2, New Living Translation says, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world. But you know what? If you're not renewing your mind, you're going to copy the ways of the world. And the ways of the world is not God's way. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, but let God transform you into a new person by what? Changing the way you think. Again, the battlefield is the mind. Amen. And whatever you're thinking, if it don't line up with the Word of God, don't receive it. And most of all, don't confess it. Don't speak it out. Amen. It says, then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. The New King James says, and don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by what? Renewing your mind with what? The Word of God. Amen. That you may prove what is good and pleasant and perfect will of God. So what does the enemy attack the most? The mind. The battlefield is the mind. Amen. But you know what? Even if you think it and you don't speak it, man, you have victory. Amen. But once you speak it, man, you got to erase all that. So you got to go back and delete and unplant all them seeds that you sowed. You said, if it's wrong, don't sow wrong seeds. Don't sow negative seeds, but sow positive seeds. Amen. Ooh, good seeds. Amen. Praise God. So keep your mind renewed. And you got to do it, you know, because remember, we're a tribe being. We have a spirit. We have a soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And we live in a body. And the body wants to be nice and comfy and just sit back and do nothing. Amen. But it says, crucify your flesh. Amen. You're not controlled or ruled by your flesh, but feed your spirit the Word of God and renew your mind with the Word of God. Amen. So, you know, that's two against one. So the two against one is in majority. And your flesh says, you know what? Hey, get up. You're going to press on. We got a mission. And we're going to get up and go for Jesus. Amen. Time to serve. So get up. Jesus said, call on me and I'll be there. Amen. That was before the Jacksons, you know. That's before the Jackson. That's before the Jackson 5. Okay, so I'll be there. Jesus says, "I'll be there." Jesus, above all, confessed the right words. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death." You know, so it starts with death. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Those who love it, you're the one confessing it, so you're going to have to eat it. Well, I gave it to them. No, you didn't. You confessed it. It's coming back to you. Amen. It says, these death and life are in the power of the tongue. And what do you do with the tongue? You speak words. So death and life are in the power of the words you speak. That's how powerful words are. Jesus spoke things into being. And all he did was speak the word. And you know what? It came to pass. And it happened. But he never spoke no negative things. Amen. The Amplified says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it and indulge in it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words. So you know what? I've thought of many times what to say and what to do. But I say, you know, hey, delete. I'm not going to say it. You put a guard on your lip. Put don't be hung by the tongue, or don't be hung by the words you speak. Yes. Amen. So don't, you know what? Even though I thought it, I didn't speak it out. So once you speak it out, it's got power. Amen. And if it's negative, it's got power, then it's going to grow. Yes. So you get sowed a lot of negative seeds. You can go back and delete all that mess, you know. Praise God. Amen. Speak faith-filled words. Yes. Confess positive and not negative. Amen. It says, don't be discouraged, but be encouraged. Amen. The Bible says you can do all things through Christ. Amen. Philippians 4:13, easy to read version. Christ is the one who gives me the strength I need to do what? Whatever I must do. The Bible says I can do all things. The Amplified says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He's going to give you the power. Well, I don't know how to do it. I don't know this. I don't know that. But you know what? Trust him. Have faith. Amen. And do it. If he's telling you to do it, he's going to give you the power. Remember, he's called you. He's equipped you. He's anointed you. Amen. So you've got all it takes. And you're on God's winning team. So you know what? You're not going to fail unless you just choose to not obey him. But one day you'll have to answer to him. And say, why didn't you obey me? Why didn't you do what I told you to do? Why didn't you use the gifts I gave you? Amen. Then you're in big trouble then. Jesus, above all, he says, I'll be there again before the Jacksons. Says, I know your weaknesses. Says, I'll meet you there. Emotions can run very high at times. The loss of control and strength can happen due to carrying these extra cares, extra weights, and bad situations all around you. Amen. Remember when Jesus says, we're going to the other side. And then when he already spoke and we're going to the other side, I don't care what comes up. We're going to the other side because he spoke the word. And you know, he went to sleep. He was at peace about this. But you know, storm rose up and things rise up, you know. Especially when you're a child of God, you know, things are going to come and things are going to happen. And say, oh, my God, what am I going to do? And that's what the disciples did. You know, and God rebuked them and says, didn't I speak the word? Didn't I say we're going to the other side? Yeah. He rebuked that wind. He rebuked that bad weather, rebuked the bad things or whatever it is that's coming against you. Speak the word of God over them and stand in faith. Amen. The greater one is in me. The greater one is with me. And I'm confessing the word of God. So whatever storms, whatever financial storms, whatever marital storms, whatever storms are coming against you, you speak the word over it. Amen. And have faith and trust. God is going to see it through. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. That was for somebody. What sickness you're going through, whatever it is coming against you, God, confess his word and stand on the word. Amen. No matter what the body feels, no matter what the situation may be. Amen. No matter what doctors say, it doesn't matter. I'm standing on what the word of God says. By his stripes, I'm well. By his stripes, I'm healed. And I'm standing on his word. So body, you know what? I speak to my body. Body, line up with the word of God. Receive your healing. Amen. And I rebuke that sickness because he has no sickness to give you. God didn't put it on you. He ain't got no sickness to give you. There's no sickness in heaven. He put it on Jesus at the cross. And Jesus went through and succeeded. It's by Jesus' stripes I'm well and I'm healed. If you don't know what else to say, confess His word. Amen. And stand in His word. And by His stripes you are well and healed in Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. 1 Peter 5:7-8 says, New King James says, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. That's why it's so important you don't confess the wrong things, because he's walking, he's listening. And if you confess the wrong things, he's going to walk in, because you're opening the door for him to come in. You know, if you thought it, don't speak it. That's what you got to remind yourself. You're giving him power, and you're letting him come in. Amen. The Amplified says, goes a little longer, but it says, casting all care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him. If he says give it to him, why are you still holding on to him? Give it to him. Let him go. He knows what to do with him. You don't. You're still having problems. Let it go. For he cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. Be sober, well-balanced, and self-disciplined. Be alert and be cautious at all times. At all times. Amen. He don't take breaks. We take breaks. Amen. So we got to be careful, because the enemy is busy. Amen. We give him power. Don't give him power anymore. See, be alert, be cautious at all times. The enemy, that enemy of yours, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, fiercely hungry, seeking someone to devour. Don't give him the opportunity. You know what you do is you take authority and resist him. He says, get out of here. You don't belong here. And start confessing the word. You know what? He don't want to hang out. But you confessing the wrong things, he's going to hang out with you. He's your buddy. You see, you ever see the devil hitching a ride? Don't give him a ride, because, you know, once you give him a ride, he wants to drive you. He wants to drive, and, you know, he's going to drive you good. So don't let him drive you anymore. Amen. Don't receive him, and don't give in to him. Let him go. He knows, listen, Jesus, he says he knows all your sins, your weakness, your faults, your mistakes, your failures, and loves you the most. Amen. People are not going to treat you that way. When people know about you, you know, they're going to tell everybody else. They go tell all their friends, you know. And they meet with you, and they so lovey-dovey and so nice, and then they get all this information from you, and then they run off to tell their friends. So be careful who you confess to or who you let know. If God says don't share it with nobody, don't give it to nobody. Just go share it with him. He knows already. Now, you can't hide sin from him. He already knows. Amen? So confess it to him. Once you confess it, you get it out, and he's going to forgive and forget. And you need to do the same thing. Whether people forgive you or forget you, it doesn't matter. The thing about it is, you give it to him, and he's forgotten about it, and you need to do the right thing. You know why? Because he's got a great plan for you. Amen. And you can't fulfill that plan with all this mess hanging on you. Amen. Or trying to please people instead of pleasing God. Amen. He knows all your sin, weakness, faults, mistakes, failures, and loves you the most. People are going to love you as long as you tell them what they want to hear. And once you tell them what they want to hear, they go tell it to all their buddies. They go tell the Sentinel. They go tell the newspaper. They go tell they put it on Facebook. And everybody knows. How did they get on there? How do they know that? Well, you open your mouth. Again, John 16:33 says, all these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you will have peace. In the world you'll have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. And he wants you to be an overcomer. He wants you to be a champion. He wants you to be with him and press on. You are on God's winning team. Amen. Matthew 11:28-30 says, easy to read verses. Come to me, all of you who are tired from the heavy burdens you have been forced to carry. I will give you rest. It says, accept my teachings. Learn from them. I am gentle and humble in spirit, and you will be able to get some rest. Yes, the teachings I ask you to accept is easy, and the load I give you is light. Amen. Man, praise God. The King James, New King James says, come to me, all of you who labor in a heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You want rest? You go to him. Amen. Says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. But you take it to him. Yes. Nobody can do this, not unless you have a Christian brother or sister that you know you can trust. Yes. Amen. Says, let go and let God. Everyone knows this, but they won't do it. Let go and let God. Amen. Jesus gave it to the Father. Yes. Amen. And he was obedient to what the Father told him to do. Yes. Would you like to leave heaven, a perfect place, and go and be sacrificed so I can get my people back? Yes, Father. Amen. He was obedient. Amen. Some of us, no way. No way, Jose. He says, if God had told you to put them down. Confess and forget. Amen. It says, don't pick them up again. I've said it like this before. Basically, Jesus is our trash collector. And we go dump all the stuff, cast it on him. How many times you go to a dumpster or drop stuff in the trash can and then go back and take it back? Well, that's what you do with sin, you know. You drop it and then you take it back. Or you go drop half. He says, drop it all. Give it all. Cast it all on him. Don't take it back. Don't go back to the same old thing that so easily tripped you up. That sin that so easily tripped you up, you go back and take it back. Don't do that anymore. Confess it and leave it there. Leave it in the trash can. Leave it in the dumpster or wherever you throw your trash at. But you give it to him. The sin, the care, the problem, the trouble, the bad habits, the bad company. You know, let that company go. Because you know what? God's going to bring you good friends. He's going to bring you good company. And you know the thing about friends? They're for a season. They're there for a time. Some for a short season. Some for a medium season. Some for a lifetime. But they're going to be there for you. Amen. God will put them there. Let go and let God. Remember, Jesus above all. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Again, Nehemiah 8:10. Says, let your smile, listen to this, let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Oh, that's good. Amen. And smile, you know, we talked about this before, but smile attracts people. Why are you smiling for? Because Jesus is my Lord and Savior. And he blesses me each and every day, over and above. Amen. They open, they ask, so now I'm going to let them know why. I'm not going to tell them because I'm rich, because this, because that, whatever false report. I'm just going to let them know because Jesus is my Lord and Savior. And that's what puts a smile on my face. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Also, listen to this one. Bring them into your peace. Don't let them drag you into their problems or their troubles or their storms, whatever they're going through. Amen. Say, hey, the greater one is in me. I have peace. And you keep your peace, but you bring them into your peace. Don't let them drag you into whatever problems they're going through. If they confess problems to you, you know what? Say, hey, I know how you can get rid of that. Confess Jesus as Lord and Savior and cast all cares on him. And you know what? That's going to go. It's got to go. Amen. Especially when you start confessing the word of God. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Hebrews 12:1-2 says, New King James, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, aren't you glad you got all kind of Bible heroes watching you and cheering you on? Amen. Praise God. Says, let us lay aside every weight and every sin and the sin which so easily ensnared us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Did you see that says, for the joy that was set before him?
Yes.
Amen. Man, he had a mindset. He had already set his mind. The joy of the Lord, the joy of my Father is my strength. And we confess it as the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. And this is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the strength that I need to fulfill this day for you. Ooh, hallelujah, man. The joy that was for the joy that was set before him.
Yes.
Amen. It says, endure to endure the cross. Man, that was not a wimp. Okay? If you had to do what he did, that was hard.
Yes.
But he endured the cross.
Yes,
and he fulfilled his plan. Amen? And you know what? After he got beat and shamed the way he did, before he gave himself back to the Father, he says, Father, forgive him. And Father forgave. Amen? So now you watching, you listening. Whatever you've gone through, the world says, we can't use you, you're not qualified, you're no good. But Jesus says, I sacrificed my son for you. And all you need to do is confess him as your Lord and Savior. Say, Jesus, I repent. I've sinned against you. Come into my life, be my Lord and Savior. And you know what? He will. And he's got a plan. He's got a mission for you. Start living for him and start pressing on for him. Why are you still holding back? Why are you listening to the world? Listen to what the Word of God says and be obedient to what he says. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. New King James says, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, Jesus has said, says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You're down and out. You're running from God. He says, you know, confess him as your Lord and Savior. He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Change. Make a change. It's your choice. Nobody can do it for you. He says, you must confess him as your Lord and Savior. Not somebody else. You confess him with your mouth that he is Lord and Savior of your life. And he'll change you. All these things will change. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And 6 says, so we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? You know what? If they kill me, I'll be with him faster. But you know what? I'm going to be here and fulfill whatever plan he's got for me.
Yes.
And you do the same thing. Amen. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. Woo, hallelujah. I am so blessed. And so are you. This is all the more reason to seek only the true and living God. Jesus, the one that is above all. Amen. And 2 Timothy 1 and 6 says, New Living Translation says, this is why I remind you to fan the flames. Amen. Don't let the fire go out. Fan the fire that is there for you. Amen. Fan the flames. The spiritual gift. Who gave you the spiritual gift? God gave you when I laid my hands on you. The New King James says, therefore, remind you, stir up that gift of God which is in you through the laying off my hands. Amen. He's gifted you. He's anointed you. He's equipped you. And he's called you. He didn't call you to sit. He didn't call you to lose. He called you to win.
Amen.
Remember, I've told you this so many times. We are the church. We are the church, not this building. Or wherever you attend church or Sunday services. We are the church. We are the body of Christ. So who is he going to use? He's going to use us. He's going to use you. He hasn't excluded you. The world will exclude you and say you're not qualified. But Jesus says, I have called the qualified. He's already qualified you. Amen.
Amen.
Woo, hallelujah. I am blessed, blessed, blessed. Psalms 35 and 23 says, you stir up. Well, easy to read version says, wake up, get up, my God and my Lord, fight for me and bring me justice. He's going to fight for you, but you got to let him. Amen. And New King James says, stir yourself up and awake. to my vindication, to my cause, my God and my Lord. But you got to do something. You got to stir yourself up. You know, you all these teams that go out there to play, you know, they got to stir themselves up to go win. No teams stir themselves up to go lose. Amen. You got to stir yourself up and get yourself right and confess what the Word of God says. You're a winner, you're a winner and a champion and an overcomer. You're not a loser. He didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win. Amen. Seek Him first above all things. I'm going to read this at you, but it says in the New International Version, says NIV says, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Where it says you, that means you can put your name there. Amen. Personalize it. And 34 says this, man, you can confess this every day. It says, therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will have worries about itself. Each day has enough troubles of its own. Don't bring tomorrow's or the day, the next month or the next year into your day. He says, this is the day I've given you, and have rejoice and be glad in it. But don't worry about tomorrow. Let's take care of this day. I've got a mission for you, and I want you to fulfill this mission. Amen. Hallelujah. Whew. I'm gonna be closing here. Amen. Again, Peter, 1 Peter 5:7 says, give all your worries to Him because He cares for you. New King James says, casting all care upon Him because He cares for you. You got to remember this. He loves you. He cares for you. But you got to give it back to Him. This is not for you. This is the trash He wants you to dump. Amen. Keep going, Carmen. One more. Again, Psalms 55:22, New Living Translation says, give all your burdens to the Lord, and He will take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall. Amen. As long as you're walking for Him and doing for Him, He's not going to let you slip and fall. Amen. New King James says, cast all the burden on the Lord, and He shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Amen. You got to keep your mind on Him. You got to keep your mind renewed to the Word of God. Amen. You have to keep yourself strong in Him. Amen. But the enemy is busy. And the enemy uses people too. And you got to be careful who you share with. And I want to give you this one also. Prayer is power. Man, you gotta write that down. Prayer is power. Prayer is power. The most powerful weapon against cares, anxieties, worries, and concerns. Cares or situations. Amen. Whatever it may be, the most effective medicine against your sickness. Man, don't give in to your sickness. All you have to do is confess the Word of God over it. By Jesus Christ, I'm healed. If you don't know what else to say, by His stripes, I'm healed. And I give no room to sickness in my body. I rebuke sickness. Amen. I command it to go in Jesus' name. He paid it already. And the most valuable gift to someone you love, power, prayer is power. The most valuable gift to someone you love. Amen. Pray for them. You know, don't be ashamed. If they're next to you, if you're speaking with somebody, you say, let me pray for you. Amen. Don't be ashamed. Oh, I'll pray for you when I get home. Well, I'll pray for you whenever, whatever. No, let's pray right here. Or if they're on the phone, you know, let them know I'm praying for you. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. It says prayer alone. Prayer allows believers to enter into God's presence, carrying our cares, and to leave them there. Don't take them back. The Holy Spirit will help our inabilities. So glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for being there to help us. You give happiness, joy, peace to overcome circumstances. Jesus overcame all situations. So can we. Amen. And I'll close with that. So praise God. Woo, hallelujah. So in closing, remember Jesus above all. Yes. Amen. Jesus is above all. You will always have problems in this life, but they must not become your focus. Remember, magnify Jesus and not the problem. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Do you receive? Yes. Hallelujah. Me too. If you don't receive it, I'll receive it. Man, how'd you like that shotgun Bible blast? Woo, that blessed me. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. If you're watching, you're listening. We said it before, we'll say it again. If you're running from God, rededicate yourself back to God. Amen. You know what to say. Lord, I'm running from you. And rededicate yourself just like the prodigal son. Say, hey, man, I can do better at Father's house. Yeah, you can. Man, he'll forgive and forget. If you never ask him in your heart, you know, all you need to do is say, Father, I've sinned against you. I repent. Come in my life, be my Lord and Savior. And he's not going to refuse you like the world does. Amen. He's going to say, I receive you. Get up and press on. Amen. Praise God. And get yourself to a Bible-based church where they preach the Word of God and they teach the Word of God. Amen. You get yourself a Bible and start reading it for yourself so you can be full of the Word instead of full of the world. Amen. Praise God. And the Word is going to flow out of you just like rivers of living water. Amen. And hallelujah. Praise God. If you have sickness in your body, all you need to do is confess the Word. By His stripes I'm well. By His stripes I'm healed. I receive no malfunctions in my body. Body, receive your healing right now in Jesus' name. And I rebuke this sickness. I command it to go. You're watching, you're listening. Be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Woo! And it's time to give. Go to our website. And it says NBCBigBen.com. If you mail in, P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. And for cash, just go to New Beginnings Church at a Big Bend. God loves you and we love you. Amen. Praise God. Remember, Jesus above all. Amen. Thank you, Vicki. Stretch your hands this way. Father, we give thank. Excuse me. We thank you and give. We pray that you bless the gift and the giver. Thank you for opening the windows of heaven and opening the windows, Father, for us to have, Father, in Jesus' name. And thank you for rebuking it around for our sake. And we give you all praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Thank you.